WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The number of air traffic controllers calling out sick has increased slightly as the government shutdown continues. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says they have to work even if they aren't getting paid.
These air traffic controllers, they're critical infrastructure. They're critical to the operation of the federal government. So they're required to show up for work.
So many controllers at the Burbank, California airport called out sick that no planes are landing or taking off. Here's CBS News transportation reporter Sarah Ploss.
Air traffic controllers for the Burbank Tower have called out sick, have called out from their shift. Now, NATCA, which is the union representing air traffic controllers, said in a statement that a few air traffic controllers can call out sick on any given day. This is the latest example of how fragile our aviation system is.
The FAA is also reporting delays at the Newark and Denver airports because of air traffic controller shortages. A helicopter has crashed in a highway in Sacramento, California. Here's CBS News California reporter Brady Halbleib on the scene.
We do know that three people were critically injured in this. They are at the hospital right now. Based from where I'm standing, I don't see any vehicles that appear to be damaged by this. This is right in the middle of Highway 50. Complete shutdown and a line of cars quite a distance.
Officials say the chopper provides air medical services. The administration's appeal to federal district court judge's ruling that temporarily blocks the president from deploying National Guardsmen to Portland, Oregon. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The Trump administration has argued that U.S. law gives the president broad authorities to protect federal property here using military force when civilian enforcement is deemed insufficient. Local leaders and governors have called it an invasion, and they argue that the relatively limited protests we've seen in these cities like Portland and Chicago doesn't qualify as unrest, let alone a federal emergency.
On social media tonight, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that members of his state's National Guard are now deploying. It was revealed in court documents that they're on their way to Illinois. High-level talks continue in Egypt aimed at getting Hamas to agree to a peace deal for Gaza. The U.S. and Israel have already signed on. CBS's Deborah Pata has details.
President Trump is placing huge pressure on both Israel and Hamas to end the war and seal a deal. Logistics around the hostage-prisoner swap are being thrashed out in Egypt, and that might just be the easiest part. There are many sticking points that could upend the deal.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
We now know when the White House will host a UFC fight.
While President Trump was in Norfolk, Virginia, celebrating the Navy's 250th anniversary, he talked about all the major events happening during his second term.
250 years is the most important, above World Cup, above Olympics.
He also revealed the date for the UFC fight that's set to take place on the South Lawn.
And on June 14th, next year, we're going to have a big UFC fight.
June 14th also happens to be his 80th birthday. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The federal government is hiring. The jobs offer weekly pay, expense reimbursement, flexible scheduling, and on-the-job training. The Census Bureau says it needs about 1,500 temporary field workers to support operations in six regions for the 2026 census test, including census takers, outreach assistants, field supervisors, and trainers. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, some showers and a few thunderstorms around, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, maybe an early lingering shower, then a clearing sky with sunshine for the afternoon and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. And highs in the low 60s with sun for Wednesday. Right now it's 58.
Lights. Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning, I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. And so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
I think I love you.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Local local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Powered by friendship, fun, and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
tonight. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
WRJN.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm just a thief, with misery my only company. It may come today and it might come tomorrow. Didn't I?
when you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't there.
Oh, summertime and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh,
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Yeah.
a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Thank you.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has posted a photo on X of National Guard troops boarding a military plane with a caption, "Deploying now." They're expected to head to Illinois. President Trump says sending National Guardsmen into cities is making life better for their residents.
These are unsafe places. We're going to make them safe. So you see what's going on in Memphis. Not pretty, but you know what? We're doing a pretty job because it's going to be a very safe place in a little while. And the people of Memphis are so happy that we're there.
Chicago officials have sued the administration to stop guardsmen from entering the city. A separate suit claims federal agents at an ICE facility in a Chicago suburb violated protesters' constitutional rights by deploying chemical agents. CBS's Usher Qureshi is there.
For the last 3 weeks, clashes have erupted outside the Broadview, Illinois ICE Processing Center. Protesters say federal agents in riot gear used pepper balls and tear gas to push them back from the facility. Dozens were detained as chaos spilled into the street. In this confrontation, a local rabbi who had joined the demonstration was wrestled to the ground by state police.
I felt I was going to die that night.
Are Democrats and Republicans negotiating to end the government shutdown? It depends on who you believe, says CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
President Trump in the Oval Office seemed to suggest that there were negotiations with Democrats on this issue, to which leader Chuck Schumer replied in a statement, "President Trump's claim isn't true, but if he's finally ready to work with Democrats, we'll be at the table."
The pressure is on for Hamas to agree to a peace plan.